Tony Parm is 3 months into his role as Chief Innovation Officer, and in that time, he's been familiarizing himself with the infrastructure of state-run agencies with a specific goal in mind, to make life simpler for Massachusetts constituents, or as he calls them, customers.
Interactions should be audience-specific. Different customers, when they interact with state government, they get confused because there's so many different entities. And if any a particular individual or organization might say, geez, I don't know which, you know, there's 18 different organizations I might interact with, which each deals with a piece of the problem.
Parm's previous experience in the private sector includes chief technology officer in the pharmaceutical industry to managing director of a social media marketing firm. He is applying his business background to streamline government agencies to operate more efficiently.
We can focus on having even more of a customer-centric attitude, which is definitely in place in the Commonwealth currently, and continue to focus on how can we get things out quickly? How can we move away from the status quo and not just continue to do things the way they were, but always have the mindset of continuous improvement.
For example, if you're a small business owner, there may be multiple steps that you might take, from licensing to incorporation, registration, tax information. And within the state government, there are several different agencies that deal with each aspect.
To some respects, currently, it's incumbent upon the individual to figure out all the different pieces and to coordinate them. So what would be great is if we had one place where a small business could go and everything is oriented towards their needs, and so they don't have to run around, but there's kind of one-stop shopping for their small business.
Other innovations on Parm's list include creating a website that's a one-stop grant index so that local towns and governments can more easily navigate and find grant information. Another item on his list includes making the Registry of Motor Vehicles website more smartphone-friendly. And while Parm is bringing ideas in from the private sector, he says there's a lot to learn from state government.
There's a very large spirit of collaboration, which isn't always present in some private enterprise entities. And so perhaps there can be a learning bidirectionally in the Commonwealth and in the private sector.
Parm says the goal is for all state agencies to be working together as a network, and that Massachusetts residents could see a difference in how things are run by spring of next year. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.